Hello and welcome to the April 4th episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today by
David Wolbrecht
and our special guest, Jeremy Jones.
Hey, thanks for having me out today, guys.
Well, thank you for coming back. We really appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to hear all about the Earth Month stewardship opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Happy Earth Month, everybody.
Happy Earth Month. But before we get to that, here are the topics we're covering this week.
Mm-hmm. Credit ratings are in for the city's bonds. Oh, we got some safety tips for you and your pets, and also a way to get out there and enjoy the spring sunshine.
And we're very proud of those credit ratings. We're going to talk about them.
We are, yes.
Plus a recap of the city council meeting and some upcoming events. But first, our big story of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new bike valet is coming to downtown Kirkland.
Yeah, so you heard it here first, folks. Starting this weekend, you can visit downtown Kirkland via bike and have our amazing valets check in your bike while you stroll, shop, and dine in downtown.
Yes, the city has launched our bike stewards program.
Okay.
Jeremy, we're going to talk about
I love it.
We've got a couple steward programs.
They have a parallelism.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nice crossover.
Yeah. Right.
Do the best you can for the earth. Right. Yeah.
So we have some phenomenal volunteers.
Yeah.
And bike enthusiasts that are helping us out. And we're so appreciative for them.
Absolutely.
The bikes will be located at the start of Park Lane right next to Starbucks.
Oh, okay. So right across. Yeah. Right across there. And it's right across from that fountain
fountain at the bike rack.
Yeah.
So it's really cool because we're kind of getting folks to, you know, maybe be introduced to the bike rack because that's where the bike valet is going to be. And it's going to be on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. This weekend.
And it's very strategically designed to coincide with the kickoff of the scramble where that intersection will be closed for a period of time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all fenced off now.
Yeah, roll it out, as they say.
Oh!
Yeah. Nice.
Sign him up. Yeah. That was a good one.
Maybe perhaps someday we'll have some synergy between the two programs.
I think so. You know, we had a great Green Kirkland steward named Jim who used to bike his way to our volunteer events in our parks. And he would roll up with his cowboy boots and he had a little short shovel he kept in his pannier.
He brought his own shovel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He came prepared.
And oh, my goodness.
So he was doing double duty for the earth, helping out, rolling and rolling in and helping pull invasive plants and plant some trees and
I'd like to point out the name Jim. He's doing those of us named Jim he's doing us a solid.
Okay. representing.
Yep,
he's representing.
That's amazing.
All right, well, we're going to talk more about the Green Stewards program in a minute. Mm-hmm. Our city bonds are like batteries. That is to say, David, they are AAA.
Oh, got it. Yeah, they keep going and going. So the city bond ratings, in other words, our credit risk, has again been rated AAA, the highest credit rating for bonds. And so these ratings are conducted by Moody's and by Standard & Poor's. And we've held these high ratings for many years.
And it really is a big deal for the city.
Yep.
What does a high bond rating mean, you may ask?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it means the cost of borrowing money is less for us than if we were AA or lower. So it means dollars and cents saved for the city of Kirkland.
And therefore for our taxpayers.
Yes, essentially more funds to complete projects.
Awesome. Well, well done, us.
Us.
Not that I had anything to do with it, but it's a big effort, finance administration staff especially, and of course the city's very strong fiscal policies, so courtesy of the council.
Yes, wonderful work. So the last meeting of the Kirkland City Council was on Tuesday, April 2nd, and here's what happened.
Mm-hmm. On the business agenda, council approved the rollout of a child care stipend program for board and commission members.
Yes, and the council provided feedback on a draft letter for a new Northeast recycling and transfer station.
Mm-hmm. Council also held a public hearing on the city's emergency moratorium on the issuance of permits for the new dwelling units on Goat Hill.
And the mayor proclaimed Autism and Neurodivergence Acceptance and Appreciation Month, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and YWCA Until Justice Just Is Month.
That's right. And prior to the business agenda in the study session, council held a joint meeting with the Human Services Commission to discuss the commission's two-year work plan. They also reviewed and discussed the city's six-year municipal stormwater permit and draft 2024 Ecology Stormwater Design Manual.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And council meetings are streamed live on the city's YouTube channel.
Yep.
Facebook page, and on the city's website.
Yeah. So that was Tuesday night at the council, but last night, Jim...
Last night we had the pitch competition.
That's right.
At the Kirkland Performance Center.
How was it?
It was amazing. Big. Over 300 registrants.
Wow, packed.
Oh, nice. It was packed. We had so many, like 19 businesses making their pitch.
Wow, okay.
The mayor was there, several members of the council.
Oh, fantastic.
Who we have dubbed our angel investors.
Ah, oh, very good. Nice. Yeah. I see what you did there.
And we had a lot of fun. And we're going to do a recap next week and next week's podcast.
Okay, awesome.
It was really big fun.
Look forward
Thank
to hearing
you to
about
everybody.
It.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And so many staff and volunteer that made that happen.
Absolutely.
Really, really. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well done, everybody.
So one good way to be a good steward this Earth Month is to go idle free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, idling for more than 10 seconds uses more fuel and produces more emissions than stopping and starting your engine.
Oh, okay. So, you know, you can go idle free when you can, like when you're waiting in a drive-thru line, waiting for a friend, or running in to pick up your takeout food. Go ahead and turn off your engine. So you can take a no idling pledge and be part of the emissions savings campaign. And so this estimates nearly 500,000 gallons of gasoline saved annually by pledge takers so far.
Yes, that's really great.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So in addition to being Earth Month, Jeremy, April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and it's a good time to reflect on the choices we make while driving.
Wow, yeah. So distracted driving is any activity that takes a driver's attention away from safe driving. So we're talking about texting, talking, looking at social media on a cell phone, fiddling with the stereo or navigation system, eating or drinking, or applying makeup.
Yes. Here is a visualization for us.
Okay.
Reading or sending a text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds.
5 seconds? Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's about right.
That's a bit of time, yeah.
That's a lot of time. I mean, at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed.
That's terrifying.
That's serious. Wow. So if you struggle with using your phone while driving, remove the temptation.
Oh, there you go. Just don't even
mess with it. Place your phone out of reach until you arrive at your destination.
That's a pro tip right there.
Yeah, pro tip.
Nice.
So these past few weeks have offered fantastic walking weather and just in time.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. April 3rd was National Walking Day.
Wow, there's a lot of observances this month.
Yeah.
I love
it.
Yeah,
great ways to transport and
get out.
Awesome.
Yeah. So as you get your steps in, we want to remind people of tips for a safer walk. To make sure drivers can see you, don't dart out or suddenly enter the street. If you are emerging from behind a parked vehicle, slowly step out and make sure you are visible.
And try to remember sometimes to take off your loafers and, you know, maybe put on some walking gear.
Yeah,
some of us
probably better for your ankles.
And when the sun does come out, us Pacific Northwesterners need reminding to protect yourself from sun damage.
That's right. I need to learn this.
I like to walk down Lake Washington Boulevard.
Oh,
for sure.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the natural place where we city hall dwellers like to walk.
It's right there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The lake, the mountains.
On a sunny day, it can really recharge you. And,
you have a favorite spot, Jeremy?
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky because I get to work in the parks department.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think one of my favorites is Watershed Park. It's not that well known, and you get a nice walk in the woods, so to speak.
Oh, that's
hot
great.
And cool if you want.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Probably could bike on down there or walk on down there.
Watershed Park. I like Heritage Park, too.
Different feel, but also gorgeous.
Very nice. Yeah. So we have more tips and our neighborhood walking maps for inspiration. They're all available, you guessed it.
Show notes?
In the show notes.
Ah, okay.
We like to talk about pet safety and how to be prepared in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go over what to put in an emergency go kit for your pet.
Yeah, and I need to take notes on this. So, talking to myself here, you'll want to pack a 3-day supply of water and food, medications, first aid, a spare collar, harness, and leash.
Yep.
If you have an option for a crate or pet carrier, that can be really
helpful.
That's
always helpful. Mm-hmm.
Sanitation items like litter and trash bags, because that just keeps happening. And a photo of you and your pet together, and that's helpful in case they get separated from you.
That's a really good tip.
It is, yeah. And you might also just want to consider a comfort item, like a favorite toy or, you know, pillow. I don't know, whatever they're into. And a really good way to make sure that if you are separated, that your pet gets returned to you is to license your pet.
Your pet.
Yeah. We mentioned it every once in a while.
It's a universally good thing, and we kind of need folks to license their pets.
Yeah. And it's the law, so.
Yeah, you got to help your furry friends and help them be prepared as well.
Absolutely.
And licensing your pet does that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So more information, of course, is in the show notes.
That's right.
1 in 5 people have experienced identity theft in their lifetime.
Oof.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Don't fall prey to identity theft. Just follow these tips from the city of Kirkland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kirkland police remind us to shred paperwork that contains any personal information, which actually you can do so at Saturday's Recycle Right event.
Which are really cool.
Yeah, and so you can see, like, they'll shred it right there. You can see the, your paper get shredded, so you can be sure that it's, that's being done properly.
So use updated firewalls, anti-spyware, and antivirus software to protect your home computer, your computer devices.
Yeah. And regularly check your credit reports. And you can do that at least free once a year. And so we'll put more tips in and protect yourselves.
Yeah, great, great, great. A few upcoming events, my friends, for you to check out this week.
We have quite a few.
Starting with that spring Recycle Right event David talked about. Mm-hmm. This is April 6th at LW Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Recycle unwanted textiles, electronics, and paper.
Yep.
For confidential shredding.
Mm-hmm. We also have Natural Lawn Care 101. This is also on Saturday, April 6th, and that's at Heritage Hall, Jim, just right down the street from your favorite park. And learn how to get your lawn back into shape after winter stress and support through our dry summers.
Yeah, that's great. We have our wonderfully popular CPR class.
Mm-hmm.
We are having one on April 11th at Fire Station 22.
Mm-hmm.
So come and learn how to save a life.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Wheels and Reels. It's back and showing the Little Mermaid.
It's
the 2023 version. It is rated PG. April 13th at Juanita Beach Park. So catch the last of the drive-in movies this season.
Oh, yeah.
And more movies in the park are coming this summer.
This summer, sure. And we have a blood drive,
mm-hmm.
April 23rd and April 24th at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Every pint counts to help patients in need.
Absolutely. And there is a need. And finally, our spring 2024 community emergency response training class.
The CERT classes.
Yep. Class will begin April 25th, so become emergency prepared with other like-minded folks and register today.
That's wonderful.
That's a cool program. I know folks that have done it who really like the community it builds.
Absolutely.
In addition to the skills you learn and the way that you can help your community. Such a cool program.
Well, it really does build community. And they have the graduation ceremony at the council chambers on a city council night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they get helmets.
They get helmets.
It's awesome.
Nice. The helmets are awesome.
Yeah. What a good way to celebrate. Yeah.
I know, right?
And when they get announced, they kind of walk around and high five the council.
It's very spirited.
Very cool.
Yes, it's very spirited.
It's spirited.
Well, thinking of spirited community groups coming together to do a good thing. I think that brings us, Jim.
It brings us to our 5 in 5. The drill. Nice. 5 questions in
5 minutes?
More than five minutes. And that's with our special guest, Jeremy Jones.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you guys for having me here.
Now, Jeremy, you're a Parks Program Coordinator?
That's right. I'm a Parks Program Coordinator here in the Parks Department, and I help coordinate the Green Kirkland Partnership.
Awesome.
So you kind of answered my question, like, what does a Parks Program Coordinator do? But you coordinate the Green Kirkland Partnership.
I do, yeah. The mission of the partnership is to engage the community in the restoration and care of over 500 acres.
Wow. 500?
Natural area parkland.
Wow.
Just in your Kirkland parks. So this is public land.
Wow.
This is typically land with forests, trees, streams. Think about the wonderful places that you go to recharge and play. And yeah, I help coordinate the materials, the tools, and the volunteers needed for that part of the program, along with a great team in the Parks Department.
Amazing. Well, that's a really big job.
Yeah.
And we're really grateful that you do that job, Jeremy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I'm happy to do it. It's really quite fun to be with these great folks that are out there helping improve the health of our forest.
Yeah. There's such a wonderful esprit de corps in your group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I know that because I did it one time.
That's right. Yeah. No, we had Jim out. He threw his gloves on. It was Earth Day just a few years ago. Yeah.
So we're going to talk in a minute all about the Green Kirkland Partnership Earth Month stewardship events. But before we do, Jeremy.
Yes.
What are you doing for fun these days?
Oh, man, for fun these days? Well, let's see. Last weekend, I got out and did a little bit of hiking with my dad, my daughter.
Oh, nice.
You know, getting a six-year-old out on the trails is always and off the playgrounds, is always fun.
Where'd you go?
Well, we went over to one of our favorite parks here in Kirkland is O.O. Denny Park.
Nice.
It has both the playground, which hits, one sector of my audience, my six-year-old, as well as the forest.
Were you bragging?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
This is what I do.
Hey, check it out.
Check it out.
So do you guys want to step into my office?
Let's go for a hike.
This is Doug, the big tree that I work with. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, we took a little walk up through there. We saw some of the
the big old trees and the wetlands up there and played on the shoreline.
Awesome.
Yeah, always a good experience.
It's really majestic and a wonderful thing to do for a six-year-old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a 60-year-old, my dad.
Hey, there you go.
With multi-generational
experience.
Well, thank you, my friend. So tell us all about the Green Kirkland Partnership Earth Month Stewardship Events.
Yeah, so our Earth Day, as you all probably know, is celebrated on Monday, April 22nd. Yep. Mm. So we're having our volunteer stewardship events over the weekend of April 20th.
Oh.
So you can come out and volunteer with the Green Kirkland Partnership at a stewardship event. The events include an event at Crestwoods Park on Saturday,
that's
April
20th. That's right near my house.
Yeah, yeah, so we'll see. You can come out and see Jim there at 10 a.m.
No pressure.
Yeah, maybe he'll bring coffee. Yeah, and we have an event at Highlands Open Space Number 1, which is over by Forbes Creek Park near the CKC, and that's also on April 20th at 10 a.m.
Nice.
And then for folks in the Wanita neighborhood, we have Wanita Open Space Number 1, also on April 20th. That park is just over by North Kirkland Community Center. Okay. So just kind of over in that area.
Like off 116th-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. Just right over there. And the events all start at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
And then you can come out Sunday. Sunday, we've got another event on Sunday, April 21st at Kingsgate Park.
Oh, good.
And those are going to be for the afternoon crowd. Mm. So you can get your coffee, your brunch in, and then come join us at Kingsgate Park at 1 p.m.
Awesome.
So,
Jeremy, how long do they usually go? Events?
Yeah, they're each about 2 hours, so they run, you know,
very manageable.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
And do folks need to have, you know, volunteered before or like gone through any training or anything?
Yeah, great question. No, you don't need to have any prior experience.
Oh,
and
great.
We provide the tools, the training, the gloves, and we even have cookies donated by a local Girl Scout troop who come out and volunteer quite a bit. So you can come have
a cookie,
get fired up. We'll train you. We'll give you the tools, the gloves that you need to help improve the habitat in your forests.
Wow. Yeah, so you get everything you need.
Yeah. And cookies.
Yeah, and youth are welcome. We have the youth guidelines for the city are on our website, so you can check that out.
Great.
We ask that folks register. We have a website, greenkirkland.org, or you can find it on the city site simply by searching for Green Kirkland.
Yeah, that's great. I remember when we did it, we were running a campaign that said, every day is Earth Day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This
we
could be a way.
That way.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this could be a way to kickstart your commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, this
there
is a
is.
Way to...
Yeah.
Get out and be in the outdoors, be with your community, make some friends, and do something good for the forests that help work so hard for us throughout the year. So.
Well, that's wonderful stuff. And, of course, we will put all of those dates and locations right in the show notes for anybody that wants to come out, enjoy this wonderful endeavor.
Absolutely.
But we have one more question.
Yeah. Favorite movie, book, show?
You're reading, watching?
Yeah. So one of my favorite books, and it fits well with Earth Day, is Finding the Mother Tree by Suzanne Simard. Yeah, she. It's a bit of a biography or a memoir of her scientific research into mycorrhizal fungi.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
A little bit.
I know.
This.
Don't fall asleep here, folks.
Wait a minute. Have you really, David?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Because I have not.
So she was one of the early folks to study the connectivity of fungus and trees. And she found that trees actually can communicate and actually share resources. So they're cooperative.
Mm.
So this memoir is a sort of a beautiful study and exploration of both her research, which I find exciting, but also a bit about humanity and about how cooperation is actually, you know, it's not just about competition in the natural world, but also cooperation and how these trees work together to succeed in the forest, so to speak.
Wow, that's really interesting.
It's super cool. I couldn't help myself, and I was like, it's kind of like the trees have their own internet. It's
yes.
like it's
that?
Like their own like network, but it's but physical. I mean, they're sharing
they
resources.
They call it the Wood Wide Web, WWW. So, yeah, the fungus, it's pretty amazing.
Well, I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, they're very successful, you know, trees.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. So it's a wonderful book, and it's a great way to think about our relationships, both in our community, but also with the forests around us. So, yeah, a good one for Earth Day, a good read, and one that has a lot of humanity to it. Really, really a beautiful book.
So that's wonderful, and we'll have to check that out.
Absolutely.
It's just, there's multiple levels of goodness with that comic. Am I the only one here on the panel that thought of Ents from the Lord of the Rings?
Definitely. Yeah. Another one of my favorite books.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a little environmental lean. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Nice.
The wisdom and power of the Ents.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Will you stick around for our pop quiz?
Definitely,
yeah. Our multiple choice trivia?
Mm-hmm.
So one of these answers takes root, while the others simply just dry up.
Oh, nice. Ouch. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, of course, means we just made them up.
Yeah.
So option A, the first Earth Day was celebrated in 1970 with around 20 million Americans participating in demonstrations against industrial development that was impacting the environment.
Okay.
Ooh. Option A.
That's a big kickoff, if that was the case.
Good choice, yeah.
20 million.
Option B, Earth Day was created and announced by the freshly minted Environmental Protection Agency as a way to reduce consumer waste.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Hmm. Or option C.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about April 22nd, but I celebrate Earth Day on the first day that the weather breaks 70 degrees.
So nice. So last week. Yeah.
Congratulations. Happy Earth Day, Jim.
Happy Earth Day in March.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Yeah. I mean,
something. Legit.
Yeah. I mean, I'd call that like Sunday. You see what I did there?
Yeah. Oh.
I would have to say break 70 degrees and there's a lot of sun.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Earth Day.
Yeah. Well, I am feeling like A might be it. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of on brand for it. I don't know that the Environmental Protection Agency was really driving a lot of anti-consumerism stuff.
Don't think they were quite there yet.
Yeah.
I would think A was the big driver.
Well, A certainly was a mouthful to say.
Well, that's always a dead giveaway, I think, on the pop quiz.
And the answer, of course, is
A. Oh, all right.
The first Earth Day was created by a Wisconsin senator a young activist who inspired and organized demonstrations and rallies on the national scale. And thus, the first Earth Day was born.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it was Gaylord Nelson out of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Wow, name drop.
We didn't prep him on that.
Jeremy.
I might have gone to the Nelson Institute there at the University of Wisconsin for a little bit of my time.
Field trip?
Yeah.
Okay. Or a study.
For study. Yeah, wow. Wonderful place. Yeah.
And then there's a local. We are that good.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there's a local tie. Dennis Hayes was here in Washington State.
Yes,
who also helped
great environmental
work
leader.
With Senator Nelson too. So
Dennis Hayes work with him?
Yeah, they worked together to make the make Earth Day happen the first go around.
Wow.
So pretty cool W state connection, Washington and Wisconsin. So
That's like
not even
Wikipedia material right there. That's phenomenal.
It's required reading in Wisconsin.
Yeah, there you go. Well, did you know the Environmental Protection Agency was formed in 1970, the very same year as the first Earth Day.
Wow, so there is a connection.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a trick question in there because timely-wise, it was similar.
And if the first Earth Day was 70 degrees and sunny,
then hey, maybe
we would have had the trifecta.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, all three, A, B, and C.
Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Hey, thank you guys for having me out, and I hope everybody gets to celebrate Earth Day in the way that makes sense for them.
Thank you. All right, well, don't forget to recycle right this weekend.
Yes, and that does it for this week. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Special thanks to Anthony Girardi, Mike Connor, and Kate Ryan for their behind-the-scenes magic.
Thank you so much.
Our next episode is April 11th. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.